John Husted votes to block insurance accountability measures after collecting over $679,000 from industry. This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Senator John Husted voted Thursday against two Senate amendments that would have directed federal investigations into insurance company denials of medical care and the loss of Medicaid coverage by eligible beneficiaries. Votes that arrived alongside reporting showing the same industry has contributed more than $679,000 to his campaigns, and those same insurers are raising ACA rates for Ohioans by as much as 37%. The votes took place during a Votorama on S2, the Secure America Act, an immigration enforcement reconciliation bill moving through the Republican-controlled Senate. Both measures were offered as motions to commit the bill to the Senate Judiciary Committee with specific health care instructions. The votes. The First Amendment, sponsored by Senator John Ossoff, Democrat from GA, would have directed the Judiciary Committee to investigate insurance companies that deny or delay medically necessary care. The motion failed 47-50, with Husted voting no. Senator Susan Collins of Maine was the only Republican to vote in favor. Quote, across America, insurance companies continue to deny and delay medically necessary health care, Ossoff said from the Senate floor. Let's ban insurance companies from denying or delaying medically necessary health care to Americans, end quote. The Second Amendment, sponsored by Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat from GA, would have directed the Judiciary Committee to investigate the loss or denial of Medicaid coverage to eligible beneficiaries and required the public release of related data. That motion failed 46-52, with Husted again voting no. Collins was again the only Republican to vote yes. Insurance donations and rate increases. American Journal News, citing campaign finance disclosures, reported in February that Husted has accepted more than $679,000 from insurance companies and their executives over his political career. The contributors include Anthem, now Elevance Health, Medical Mutual of Ohio, United Health Group, CareSource, Buckeye Community Health Plan, Summa Health Systems, and Centene. Husted's year-end 2025 campaign filing added America's Health Insurance Plans PAC, a trade organization representing insurance companies, to the list. All of those companies have raised rates on Affordable Care Act plans in Ohio in 2026. Buckeye Community Health Plan raised rates 27.25%. United Health Group rates increased 30.9%. The sharpest increase came from Paramount Insurance Company, which hiked rates by 37%, according to the Ohio Capital Journal. A Centene spokesperson told the Ohio Capital Journal, the rate adjustments reflect higher-than-expected patient demand. Quote, over the past several months, we have been working closely with Ohio regulators and their third-party actuaries to balance rising health care costs with the needs of Ohio citizens, the spokesperson said. Our rate adjustments reflect higher-than-expected care needs than in previous years, including increased hospitalizations, emergency room utilization, and behavioral health services, end quote. Centene reported a gross profit of $16.8 billion in 2024. ACA subsidy backdrop. The rate increases follow the expiration of enhanced federal tax credits that had held down ACA marketplace premiums. The credits expired at the end of 2025. The Health Policy Institute of Ohio found that approximately 513,000 Ohioans, about 88% of the state's ACA enrollees, had benefited from the credits. On January 13th, Husted told ABC6 that he opposed a bipartisan proposal to reinstate the credits for 3 years. Husted proposed his own alternative in December 2025, the Accountability for Better Care, ABC Act, which would have extended the credits for 2 years, with conditions including limiting eligibility to United States citizens. The bill did not advance. Democratic response. Ohio Democratic Party Senior Communications Advisor Tony Wen released the following statement Friday. Quote, last night, John Husted refused to ban insurance companies from denying or delaying critical health care to Ohioans. It's no surprise. Husted voted 9 times against lowering premium costs, and now 120,000 fewer Ohioans have access to health care. John Husted couldn't be more out of touch with what families in this state are going through, and they will send him packing in November, end quote. Husted was appointed to the Senate in early 2025, after Vice President J.D. Vance vacated the seat. He is seeking his first full elected term and faces Democratic former United States Senator Sherrod Brown in the November 2026 special election.